Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, Sam and Ashley from the WDW Happy Place podcast share with you some of their favorite Disney Halloween memories.
So we are Sam and Ashley Turner, and we are from the WDW Happy Place podcast. And we've been asked to share what our favorite memories of Halloween are, and particularly anything that has it as it pertains to Disney. So I just want to kind of come at it from a perspective that I grew up in a very conservative home, but we did still have Halloween parties. And my mom was the thrower of all throwers of Halloween bashes for the block. And what I mean by that is that we had probably about 15 kids on our block that just, you know, she was able to kind of round up and invite the parents over. So Halloween was awesome parties, everybody dressed up, and it was always a safe place. My mom had like just the candies, and there was an old, Sam, you might remember this, there was an old pizza company that was local, and sadly it burned down a couple of years ago and they never rebuilt, but you could go in and buy boxes of their pizzas. And so mom would go to that place and buy boxes of their pizzas and cook those and have, you know, so you'd go trick-or-treating and then come back to our house for punch and for soda and for, you know, you could either, sometimes it was fun to dump your candy out and get rid of the candies you didn't like and give it, you know, kind of switch out with your friends. And of course we had, you know, really awesome costumes. I was a nurse one year, and I was, remember when you could go to the grocery store and get Halloween costumes? This is before like Party City and those places, and they were Halloween costumes and they were in boxes. And it was that little plastic piece that you would put on and then the plastic mask that had the little slits that you could barely see through. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I would have loved to have had one of those that was Disney. I had a cat that looked like Figaro. It wasn't Figaro, but I had one that looked like Figaro, and I was that one year as well. So always, those are some of my best memories growing up, was my mom throwing those really awesome parties and being able to dress up like that. Now that we're adults, and we have lots of friends who go to like adult Halloween parties every year. I have a friend that goes to one. It's a fundraiser, and I mean, her costumes are incredible. But our last experience for anything Halloween, as far as, you know, seeing people dress up and actually participating in trick-or-treating, was last year. And I have to tell you, it kind of ignited this spark back in me as being a kid going, man, I've missed this. This was so much fun. And I can't think of a better place to do it. So because I sound like I have come off of the Haunted Mansion screaming my guts out, why don't you pick it up from here and share a little bit of our experience from last year?
Of course, there's always my way.
So I don't know that I'm going to sound better, but so no.
Oh, you sound way better than what.
Okay,
yeah.
I think for us, what I think was the exciting part was it was the first time going to a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party.
Yes.
And I think what we were really weren't sure about is how much candy would they give away. And they give out so much candy. I mean, it is literally like it for a kid that loves to trick or treat. It's like Christmas for trick or treaters.
It is.
I mean, it's absurd how much candy they fill up your bag with. I mean, it really is like you need to have like reinforced bags. That's how much stuff they put in there. And it's none of this healthy raisins in a box. No, it's nothing but good sugary candy that the American Dental Association would not be happy with.
I'm just saying, Michelle Obama probably would not approve. I'm just saying.
Absolutely not.
But it's awesome. Because it was like Butterfingers and Kit Kats and then Sweet Tarts. And I mean, it's just epic. So when you go to the Halloween party, they have stations for those who haven't been. They have a party. The party starts officially at 7. And then, but you can get in as early as 4 o'clock when it comes to the hard ticket events. So you can go in and there are stations all throughout the park. And the one that we found, this is kind of our little secret, but we'll go ahead and share it on this episode. So in the back corner of Mickey's Big Top in the circus area, in the back corner, there was, I don't think it was very, it was a trick-or-treating station, but it wasn't very well advertised. Like it was on the map, but there were not a lot of people over there towards the end of the night. And they just were like, here, you want some candy? I swear we walked away with at least 4 pounds of candy just between the two of us. And even when I got home, because I put it in my carry-on, I was thinking, Lord, this is going to go through x-ray. They're going to stop me. But they let me bring it all home. But I remember my mom seeing our big bag of Halloween. She's like, where did you get all this candy? I'm like, Disney. And she's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, this is the epic candy that they passed out. So of course she starts rifling through going, what are you not going to eat in here? So I was like, knock yourself out, mom. But it just, excuse me. It was really interesting there to me that we went there and this is the one time of year where Disney doesn't turn people away at the gate saying you can't come in dressed like that. Costumes. Remember the costumes we saw last year?
Yes. I mean, we saw I think the one to me was like that stood out. Was because it was a group of people.
Yes.
And it was the group of, they were in their probably late 20s, early 30s. And I want to say they were dressed up like Super Mario Kart.
Yes.
Like
Luigi.
Luigi,
and
Mario. The princess, Yoshi,
epic.
Donkey Kong. And
yes.
They all looked the part. And they had little like cardboard cutouts for the cars.
They were, I mean, down to all of that.
It was
they were
awesome.
Epic. And they stayed together. I've seen a couple other that were posted this year. Other ones. And of course, there's tons of Frozen, which is fine. Oh, I said the F word. I shouldn't say the F word.
That's okay.
So
it's a Frozen treat.
You said it again. All right. So that being said, I've seen pictures of other ones that are just amazing. Somebody did their entire family. They all went, so you know the buttons, you can get the free buttons to say like first visit, mm-hmm. just engage.
Sure.
The entire family did an individual button for each person in the family.
Ah.
It was so, I mean, I'm not talking like threw it together. These were like probably made throughout the year. They were so epically well done. So it's so much fun to see people do that. Now, if we were going to dress up, which I have to think about this. Now, I think next time we do it, the one thing I will do is I'll get my face painted. Like, because our friend Kathy Love, she actually got her face painted, I want to say at Animal Kingdom. It had like a little tiger design put on her face. And then she went that night to the Halloween party, which I thought that's a great idea because it's very minimum. You can take it off when you get back to the room. No big deal. Oh, man. Real quick, as I'm thinking about it, because this past weekend, the Tower of Terror race was run, and that's a big one that people like to dress up for. And some of the epic costumes that were done, I mean, insanely awesome costumes. So you'll see those kind of bleed over to the Halloween parties as well, which I love. I'm sorry. It makes me all amped up because I have such great memories of that party. But go ahead.
No, that's okay. So for me, it's funny because, when we were asked to do this, my thoughts of Halloween were
did
about,
you ever go trick-or-treating?
Yes, I did. Absolutely. But all I could think of is, I'm going to play the piece right now.
Okay.
And of course, immediately you're thinking Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin. And that's what that's one of my memories as a child, as growing up. But my favorite costume that I ever dressed up as, and I'm going to do one of my bad impersonations, which you'll be thrilled. At least it's not a voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is going to happen?
So I had to dress up and because eventually it was plastic masks. And now I was at the point where I was kind of outgrown. And I think I was at my last like Halloween.
This is like your big last Halloween.
One.
Okay.
So who did I dress up as?
Who?
Had a blue blazer on,
okay,
with an ascot thing,
an ascot,
like, uh-huh. Tied up with the thing open, and I had my hair. And my mom sprayed it with silver and pulled back. And when people would open the door, I would say, "Hello, darling. You know something? You look marvelous,
oh,
and I would like to say trick or treat. You know, it's better to look good than
wait,
to
that
feel
was Billy
good.
Crystal,
exactly,
oh.
Fernando.
Oh my God,
it is better
that's
to
amazing.
Look good than to feel good. You know what I'm saying there."
So would you ever do it? Would you ever dress back that way to go to Disney?
That way, no. But oh my I'll God, tell you what I would like to dress up as, just because of having seen it that night. And because it's a show we do watch, I'd like to go as the Headless Horseman, because that seems epic. Revolutionary War outfit, no head, and carrying around a pumpkin. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is, actually. I mean, and that was a big deal. So the parade is pretty epic. And I have to say, there's something. So seeing the Headless Horseman on that Percheron, that horse, coming down, and you hear the clopping of the horse's feet. There, I mean, it put the hairs on the back of my head stood up. And I'm like, I'm in Disney. This is not so scary. But there was something very, like, oh my God, creepy and wonderful about it at the same time. So that's a little bit about what we've experienced when it comes to Disney and the fun things they do for Halloween. And I'm looking forward to it. We were hoping to do it again this year. Just didn't work out that way. So next year, we hope to be back down there experiencing that once again and making some more awesome memories.
And of course, if you want to hear more about us and stuff that's going on with Disney, news, Tiki Talks, interviews we have, you can check out our website at www.happyplace.com. There you can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook.
Yep.
And of course, you can check us out in any of your app
choices,
whether it be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or of course, if you're an Android or a Windows Market user.
Yes. Awesome. So, hey, thanks for letting us share our favorite Halloween memories with you guys. And we'll talk to you all real soon.
Happy haunts materialize.
And begin to vocalize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim ghosts come out to socialize.
This has been a production of Gray Flannel Media.